Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, we have your AEW World Women's Champion Thunder Rosa right now hosting on the Busted Open Podcast, and we get into our big title match this past Wednesday on Dynamite. Speaking of Dynamite, Gabby AF, that's right, our very own Gabby with Thunder, get into Hobbs and Starks from this past Dynamite. Also, we get into SummerSlam. Thunder has a lot to say about Bianca Belair, your Raw Women's Champion, and she gives her predictions right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
Well, you know, this is going to be my first time actually talking about the WWE, which I'm really, you know, David, I've been telling you, I've been doing my homework, watching more.
I know.
More companies, because you have to watch everything else that is going on in the world, right? Because you need to know where everybody stands and stuff like that. So this is going to be really cool because I watch WrestleMania and like some of the matches are, I'm like, wow, and some are repeats. So we'll see what's going to happen. And then some of them are new. So this is going to be cool. Again, guys, this is another thing that I was terrified of. I'm going to be real, is like, you know, doing the 3 hours and Busted Open. I was doing one and I was like, okay, this is easy. And I was like, oh, now it's three. Oh my God.
So yeah, and you're right. You have to talk about other companies and it's going to be interesting. Your AEW Women's Champion breaking down SummerSlam tomorrow.
Yeah. I just want to make a disclaimer. I have a lot of respect for everyone that steps in the ring. It doesn't matter what company it is, because we all go through so much during the time that we are on the road. Like, people don't understand when you're on top how difficult it can be with everything else, with family, with traveling, with staying in shape, with you know, staying mentally, like everything that comes together, and especially those big shows. There's a lot happening. Like, Liv is a brand new champion, and she has received so much criticism for X, Y, and Z because of her lack of experience, because she can't cut promos. Like, I mean, there's been occasions when I read some of the stuff and I'm like, girl, I am 100% understand what you're going through, you know, because a lot of the things that are being said, they had been said about me too, you know, and I like her, the way that she is approaching the issues. She's approaching the criticism. She's not paying attention to it, you know, and if she is, you know, she's not like openly talking about it. And now she has a humongous, you know, opportunity to show her skills at SummerSlam. Yep. Bianca is probably, I mean, I focus on the women because I love the women division and everywhere. And Bianca is another one. I love her attitude. I love what she brings to the table. I love her energy and how well she has been able to succeed and how, who's she becoming. And I think, again, this is just the beginning for her. She's just very charismatic and you can't teach charisma. And I think that's the one thing, people are so drawn to it. And I like what she's doing for the African-American community too. Like, her entrance in WrestleMania, like everything, it was just beautiful. Like, I was like, I got, you know, my skin was crawling. It's just, it was awesome. And I like the fact that she is her. That's her. Like, she makes her own clothes, you know, and she represents herself really, really well for the company. So, but we'll talk about it more later in terms of like, you know, who I think is going to win and stuff like that. But
those are the
ones that I am, you know, I want to mention.
I'm really looking forward to that. Also, Jake the Snake Roberts is going to join us this morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time.
You know, I love Jake. Jake and I, we have had so many good conversations about, you know, the old times. And I just saw him. Where was it? I think it was a signing. I did a signing with him. It was him and his wife. And I always give him crap about everything because I haven't seen him in a while. And he's one of my favorite people because he's so kind and he's so real. But when he's in the ring, he's so scary and creepy. But man, like that guy, dude, like he's been going through so much and he's still kicking and he's still going. So I'm excited that he's going to be here and I get to interview him.
Yep. That's going to be at 11:30 and at 10 a.m. Eastern time. I know you're excited about this. Gabby AF at 10 a.m.
The hottest of the hottest girls in town. Oh my God. I love Gabby. I can't wait for her to be here.
I can't wait to hear what Gabby will be talking about on Gabby AF. Again, that's at 10 o'clock. But when we come back, Thunder, let's get into your match that you had this past Wednesday on Dynamite. And we'll do that when Thunder and I are back right here on Busted Open.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here, host of the NFL Roadshow podcast. After a long wait, it's finally time for the three sweetest words in the English language, training camp season. Okay, maybe that's a stretch, but I am still super excited that we can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel and the NFL season is just around the corner. We will be getting you ready for that season the only way that we know how here on the NFL Roadshow with great guests, insightful conversation, and a whole lot of passion. New episodes are released every Thursday. You can listen on the SXM app and wherever you stream your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Wow, I talked about this yesterday here on Busted Open with Tommy. What a physical matchup for you this past Wednesday.
Oh, yes, it was physical. I tell you, once the adrenaline went down, I was like, holy shit, why is my neck hurting this much? You know, it was, That's what I wanted to show. I wanted the world to see how physical two women from two different countries, two different continents can get on national TV. And that it is okay. And that is, it's fucking badass. That's what I was going to say. Excuse my French. You know, you guys know I am a little like, I have a screw off my head a little bit. I like really hardcore stuff, you know. And yesterday was really cool. I wish we would have had a little bit more time for her due to like timing issues. She was not able to come to America and had, you know, a couple more matches. So people would have, I know a little bit more about her on Dark. But I think given the fact that I went out in Japan and we had that match during, it was like 2-3 weeks ago during that big show. And then having her over, I think, it did a lot. I have so much respect for Miyu Yamashita. I've known her for a couple years now, but I never got an opportunity to do a singles match. The last match that I did with her, it was 2019. Allison Kay was in the match. It was a 3-on-3. And I remember the night before the match, I went karaoke all night and all the girls in there, they were like, weren't you in karaoke like 3 hours ago? I was like, yeah, dude, it's time to wrestle. You know?
Wow. Thunder Rosa is the new Ric Flair, partying all night and then wrestling.
Just karaoke for Christ's sakes. It's not like I'm going, you know, the willing and women all over the place. No, it was just karaoke. I love singing and karaoke is open, you know, 24/7 in Japan. So I did the Japan thing, came, had the match, we had a lot of fun, but I never got a chance to like wrestle her. So when I was invited to Japan and they're like, hey, you wrestling Miyu Yamashita, I was like, oh, because I've seen how she's messed people up out there. I mean, she's one of the best there. And I didn't think people knew a little bit, a lot about her. I mean, she was, if you guys bought the new Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine, there is a 3-page article about her and who she is and what she wants to bring to the table and the fact that she wants to come to America so she can be seen by other people, because she, like I said, she's very talented. And I think people need to see that Joshi talent is worth being on TV, because again, there's a lot of criticism too when we bring Joshi talent here, and some, like I said, people are not used to seeing them as often. I know both companies have Joshi talent in their rosters. One is in NXT England, you know, you have two of them. And then here in AEW, we've been blessed with having so many Shida, I'm like blanking out, Rio, their list goes on and on and on. And they're all different, right? They all have different skill levels and they all wrestle different. Some of them speak more English than others. But at the end of the day, wrestling is a language that we all speak. And on Wednesday, I was able to have a wonderful match with Miyu on that aspect.
And I got to give credit to AEW, and I got to give credit to you too, Thunder, because you talked about the matchup that you had in Tokyo and you lost. You know, you lost that non-title matchup, which set it off. And then AEW replaying that match on Dark and then mentioning it on Rampage and Dynamite that they were going to replay that match on Dark, which is going to bring more eyes to Dark so they can see that matchup. And then having somebody that, yeah, their AEW fan base probably doesn't know a lot about, putting her on TV like they did this past Wednesday in a match with you for the championship. It shows that, hey, they know their fan base loves pro wrestling. And it also, Thunder, for me, shows a lot of confidence in you that they're putting you in the ring with somebody that maybe the fan base doesn't know a lot about. And they gave you time. You know, one of the things that we talk about here on Busted Open, a lot of fans that call in, they haven't really given you a lot of time on TV since you've won that championship. I'm glad that you had a matchup that went through a break. You had two segments of that match, and I thought that was important. And again, what a physical matchup, because, and we talk about it, you don't need a lot of high flying moves when you're physical and it looks like a fight and it feels like a fight. The audience is going to respond, and I thought that audience responded on Wednesday.
And that's my whole thing, guys. Like one of the things that I'm proud of, and I said it on Road to Dynamite, which again, I'm going to make this clear. The first year, I think the first 3 months when I was a wrestler, they sent me to Japan. I didn't know nothing about the culture. I didn't know nothing about the psychology of Japan. I didn't know nothing about the training. I went out there and I acted like I knew everything, but it was because my trainers taught me to be tough. What you guys saw on Wednesday, that's how they train me. They train me to take a beating. They train me to be tough. They train me to not cry when I was hurting. You know, because they trained me old school. When I went to Japan, they just made me more like hardcore, like literally. And again, I said it, when I returned this last time as a champion, it just brought up so many emotions in me because I went as a nobody the first time that I went to Japan. Nobody knew who I was. They used to call me a jobber. They told me, that promoter that I went there, he said in my face, you are going to be a jobber for the rest of your career. And those words fire me up for the rest of my career. A jobber? I'm going to show you what a jobber does in a year. And I remember I told Chris Wolf, I said, Chris, watch me. Just watch what's going to happen. Nobody believes in me, but I believe in myself. I have it in here. I have a feeling that I'm going to be so successful. Nobody's going to stop me. I came back to Japan with the AEW Women's World Championship on my hand and saying, look at your jobber now. Yes, I lost a match, but I came back home and I took the win. And yes, I'm fired up. I was with one of the best wrestlers in the world. We didn't have high spots. We didn't have fancy shit. We went and fucking wrestled. That's what we went and did. Yes, there were mistakes. Yes, there were mishaps. It's happened. It happens. But again, I'm super fired up. And you guys can say whatever you want to say. Yes, I can't cut promos. Whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I know how to fucking wrestle. Bring me anyone you want. I will adapt right away. I'm a quick learner. And as you saw it right there. I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm not afraid of anything. And that's what a champion does. And that's how we represent the women's division. Yes, Tony, thank you so much for giving me time. And every time you give me 5 minutes, you give me 10 minutes, you give me 15 minutes, you give me 20 minutes, I will perform in that. And I will show them again why I'm La Mera Mera and why I'm the shit in this company. So keep talking your shit. And I'm going to keep showing up and showing off.
Thunder Rosa is fired up.
You want an inside look at the NFL with two future Hall of Famers? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray returns for the 2022 season.
What a blessing it's been to be a part of football history.
Tom's experience always shows up in big games.
That means in-depth football talk and the best guests in the podcast world.
Come see me, and now you really Hall of Fame.
Come see Uncle Snoop in the studio.
Hear the best of Let's Go, dropping Mondays on your podcast feed up until the season premiere on September 5th. Download and subscribe right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eat badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code busted50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code busted50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Good morning. I'm your espresso shot this morning. If you
Wait a second, Gabby. Listen. That means there's a lot of caffeine going on because Thunder is definitely peaking at all levels here in the first hour of the show. And now you're coming in as a shot of espresso. That's a little bit too much. I may have a heart attack before the end of this show.
Listen, not everyone can handle a double shot of myself and Thunderosa.
It's a lot.
But if you know, you know. And if you can handle it, you're welcome. Well, that's all I can say.
You know, we took some like really good pictures in February, right, Gabby? And she talks about a double shot, man. Y'all, if they see the ones that I didn't post, that y'all get a heart attack for sure.
Listen, those were some good. I think we should take some new ones at some point because I think people would want to see it. But
bikini,
yeah, a little bit. I don't know. Dave doesn't have to look, but you know. It is what it is.
It's just hard for me, you know, because I know you guys as friends and coworkers, so it's a little too much for me.
That happens when you have hot friends, man. Hot AF. I'm just gonna say that.
I think it's the first time Dave has had hot friends in his life, so he doesn't know what to do with it.
That's not true.
But anyway, we'll get off the topic of how hot Thunderosa is because we've got 3 hours to do that every Friday now, and I'm amped about it because it's my first Gabby AF with Thunder, and it's pretty amazing. But I do want to go back a little bit to Wednesday night because the segment of the night for me had to be the turn of Hobbs on Ricky Starks, who, poor Ricky, like, you already thought he was having a bad night. He lost the title to the stud that is Hook, by the way. The stud, that's what I'm calling him. He's not even Hook. He's the stud because he's a stud.
Yeah.
If he wasn't 23 years old, I might have to put him in my list, but he's too young for me.
Gabby!
Yeah, he's young. What are you going to do? I can't be a cougar. It's not a good look right now.
Is it the hair? Is it the hair? Or like the
attitude? Not the hair. It's the attitude. You know how I am about these kinds of things.
Yep.
It's not 100% looks. As much as looks are important, I say this all the time in dating, looks are very important. But the attitude and the personality and the swagger can change absolutely anything. It can make a 6 a 9, or it can make, if you don't have any, a 9 a 3.
Yep.
Wow.
He's a 10, but he's got no swagger. Guess what? He's a 3. I don't know if you know that trend, but that's what that is.
Okay? Let's go back to.
But anyway, so the team of Starks and Hobbs, I think, has been really, really great for the tag team division in AEW. I've loved them together. I love their friendship. I kind of loved Ricky on... First of all, Ricky on the mic is probably one of my favorite people on the mic in all of pro wrestling. I don't even want to say AEW in any company that is. His fashion, the way he carries himself, his personality, his uniqueness on the mic is something so, so special, and he is a star in my eyes, no matter what. And the turn that Hobbs gave, I was shocked, and it was something that doesn't happen a lot where in a tag team, I was almost happy to see it because I was ready for them to not be a team anymore. That's not always the case. I feel like sometimes it's rushed, or sometimes you're very invested in one person in a team and you're not in the other. So you kind of are like, it's their time to shine. They need to break away from this person. That's not the case for me with Hobbs and Starks. I think it's now the time for both of them to go on their singles runs because I'm invested in both as independents, as opposed to, like, I think their time was good as a tag team because I'm very invested in Keith Lee and Swerve Scott to kind of take over the tag team division now. And I want to see what these guys are going to bring to the singles division in AEW. So I'm very excited. And when it comes to Hobbs, if we take a look at what he looked like in the beginning of AEW when he first, the shape that he's gotten in since when we first saw him to right now is unreal. He has ripped himself up. He's worked so, so hard. We've had him on the show from the first time we had him on Busted Open to the last time we had him on. The lightning years of the way he talks, carries himself has really, really improved. And Dave, I know we've talked about this before. I'm so ready for him to be that monster that just destroys everyone in his path, because that's what I've wanted to see. And they don't have that in a big man in AEW right now. I had the hopes for Wardlow because Wardlow's another big guy and he's so over with the crowd, but now he's an uber babyface and there he's so beloved. And I want to see the badass big guy, the badass big man in AEW, because every time Wardlow and Hobbs have faced off, whether it was a ladder match, any kind of, you know, battle royale, whatever, it gets a huge pop from the crowd because there's nothing like that big man brawl between two guys. And I want to see that now in the future between Hobbs and Wardlow. I think that could be a great matchup. And I'm very, very excited to see this entity, this monster, this beast that I think Hobbs has been held back to be, and they're just going to unleash him. So I'm like looking forward to it. And I would love to know your guys' thoughts on it.
For me, with Hobbs, it's, I have another perspective because I've known him ever since I started wrestling. I put it on my taco blog, which you guys can follow on Thunder Rosa on YouTube. We had this conversation and it was, when I first saw him wrestle, he does not look like how he looks now.
Right.
Like there's been a transformation, like on everything. He was little, he was a skinny dude. And now he's like throughout the years and throughout all this time, he was able to stay with this dream. And I finally accomplished this dream. And I love the fact that I'm seeing him flourish. And when he got signed, I cannot tell you like how happy I was for him, because it was a very difficult time. That was during COVID. And then I got there and we were like, hey man, like we both come from the Bay Area. We train in the same place. We used to like wrestle in this garage in front of 20 people. He used to mess with me, him and his tag team partner. He used to mess with me so bad. I have pictures on Facebook from like 9 years ago, you know? And it's like the perspective that I have for him is more like personal. And literally when I was watching this thing happening and I had before my match, I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, what? Like, I was shocked that this happened because I really like them together, him and Ricky. And the same thing with Ricky. Ricky and I, you know, we've been in the trenches in Texas. We've been in some of the crappy shows. And now that I see what Ricky always said he was, because Ricky never put himself or thought of himself of being just average. He doesn't act like average. And most definitely he does not like talk average on that mic. Every time he gets in the ring or in the mic, he demands attention. His clothes demands attention. His energy demands attention. When we were in NWA, same thing. He stuck up all the time. He was riding shine like he was shining super bright like a star always. Yeah. And now this is the time. And he's like, you know, like both of them have like struggle in so many different ways, and where again as performers we always doubt ourselves and we think and we see certain things that people don't see, and then when it finally happened is boom. And this is what's happening now with Hobbs. I am really hoping this is gonna take, like, the storyline will continue and will get more complicated and we'll see what's gonna happen between him and Ricky. But yeah, it is time for Hobbs to be taken as a monster. And I'm, you know, as Melissa, I'm really happy for Will and for Ricky, for what's happening for them. Cause I see them every week. I've seen them come on TV and do what they do best. And their reaction of the people there, right there, tells you they did the right thing. They were booing the crap out of Hobbs. I was like,
yeah,
hell yeah. You know, because Ricky was kind of like a tweener kind of thing. Like people didn't like him, but they really like him. So yeah.
And I think his story helped, right? Like when he got on the mic and he got emotional about, and he tells that story about his injury and how far he's come, which you kind of know, but when you hear him, talk about it and get emotional. And also, he's giving props to Hook, who came out and he's like not angry about it. He's almost taking it like a true baby face. Like, listen, I lost, you know, I put out the open challenge. It is what it is, but I've overcome all this. I'm not embarrassed and I'm not ashamed. That's uber baby face. Like, I love you. And then bam, that was the perfect moment to hate Will Hobbs because that was his boy. And like, you're so upset about it. It was so simple, but so believable. And it wasn't a rushed, oh my God, we knew this was going to happen. Like, I hate when that happens, just to break them up, So like, I'm very, very excited. And even, yes, I know you want to say.
No. I was just going to agree that that's a good point, because I think if Ricky wouldn't cut a promo, a lot of people would say they're burying Ricky, but they didn't. Like, he built Hook, which everybody knew, everybody loves Hook because of what he represents. Like, he's a cool kid with the crazy hair and like the, you know, he's really talented. From the first match that he had, everybody knew this kid is destined for greatness, right? And then you add it into a good storyline. It's a win-win. And I think this is where a lot of the times the fans, they criticize, you know, the women's division on that aspect.
100%.
I think it's the emotional investment. And I think what they were able to do in that segment for the first time for Ricky and for Hobbs is to get you emotionally invested. You said something, Gabby, that is kind of small in retrospect, but it's huge. And that is when that match was over between Ricky Starks and Hook, that fist bump that Ricky gave Hook. Because that's going to be like, all right, you're acknowledging Hook. Mm-hmm. You're acknowledging that, yes, you lost, and you're acknowledging that this guy was able to defeat you. And then that promo, which I thought was the promo of Ricky Starks' career.
Yeah.
And that promo got you emotionally invested, which then made the attack by Hobbs that much more special. There is a reason for it. And I think now you're going to look at Hobbs and Ricky Starks completely different than you did before that segment happened. That was a huge segment for both those wrestlers on Wednesday night.
I agree. And then just a small little, you know, an MVP of someone who I thought did phenomenal in that segment was Taz, because I will say, I don't know if you guys caught the AEW Uncut after, where him and Hook were talking and Hook has the championship and Taz is talking. It's on AEW on Twitter if you guys want to check it out. And it's about 2.5 minutes and I watched it, and Taz actually brings up what the FTW championship is. And I'm not someone who's like, oh, I knew what that was. I never knew what it was. I really didn't. Like, you guys would talk about it, and I was like, oh, okay, so this was something Taz brought up. In the video, he talks about, for the younger viewers that don't know what this is, I made it this, and this is why it's important. And my son would look at my mantle in my house and see this championship title belt. And now he holds it. And that's huge to me as someone watching. I'm like, wow, that's a very powerful father-son moment. And then I went back and watched the match again, and Taz on commentary, to handle his emotions in the fact that Ricky's his guy, you know, Team Taz, this is now his son who grew up seeing his father make the FTW championship what it was, and in the home he would see it on a mantle, to now hold it across his chest and over his arm at 23 years old, and how far they've come and why it's so important to the family. That segment did something that it changed me as a fan, in the sense of I now care about the FTW championship, which I did not before watching that segment. And I'm sure I'm not the only person that affected in that way. And that is a nod to AEW, because I care more about that championship than some of the other championships that they have in their company right now. And I didn't even care about it before. That's a very big deal, because I want to see what's going to happen next for the championship. I'm so invested in it. And that's an amazing thing to do. So kudos to whoever, you know, produced that segment, wrote that, came up with it. Kudos to the talent. Every little thing in that segment to me was very, very perfect in how they went about it as a fan watching and my emotional investment in it. Because I go by my emotions. I don't go by the technical standpoint. I don't go by the little, you know, should he have done this? Should he have done that? I watch it to enjoy it and to see who I want to see. And the storyline I want to see carry on tonight, next week, is that storyline more than anything else right now. In any company, it's up there for me of what I want to see going on next, and I want to hear what's going to happen. So that's pretty awesome on AEW's point to make me feel that way, because I didn't Wednesday night before the show started. I know you want to say something, Mel.
Yeah, I think it is important to mention too, like you're saying, like I want to be emotionally connected. What do you think, guys? People watch soap operas just because they're hot ladies, right? And they're like cheating on each other and like doing. No, it's because they're stories and they drag you in. A lot of the things that I heard before, I was a professional wrestling fan because I thought it was the most ridiculous thing in the world when I watched it the first time. Like, you know, it was that it's a soap opera for guys, right? Because they get them emotionally connected. There's been so many storylines throughout the years that people continue to talk about even after 20 years. Oh, remember such and such when they did this? It's because they play right with their emotional strings of their hearts. Now Gabby, with the father and son, you know, dynamic, she's like, wow, where is this gonna take me? And again, as an insider, looking at Hook, when I met Hook, he gave me a ride. He was paying his dues. He gave me a ride to the hotel one time, my first, I think it was my second week. I didn't know who he was. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm Hook. I'm, you know, this kid in like with his little hoodie all cute and stuff. And then now I saw this happening. So it's like the buildup, the kid paid his dues. He was able to get signed. His father is Taz, right? It would have been easier just like put him in and it's my son, get him in. He paid his dues. This kid paid his dues. And yeah, he's very young and he's given a great opportunity. And he's a second generation wrestler. We all like second generation wrestlers because they're either really, really good or they're really, really bad. So we want to see where this is going to take us, right? And where this connection with his father is, he's going to like betray his father at one point, or he's going to a point, or he's going to listen to him, right? And he's going to make it bigger. You know, you don't know because there's so many different ways where this can go.
And I think the key word that Gabby mentioned was care. She didn't care about that championship until they gave you a reason to care about that championship. Somebody like me that loved ECW, that championship means a lot. But I think for the first time on AEW television, they put emotional investment into that championship, and that's why you care.
No, for sure. And like I said, I want to see what's going to happen next. Do Hook and Taz do something together as a father and son? I would not hate it. But it's also a confliction on Taz's part because that's his team, you know, and the questions in the air about Hobbs. Is Hobbs going to carry on alone? Does he need a mouthpiece? Is he going to say as to why he turned on Ricky? And like, I know some people were saying, this is just my last thought on this and then we can break. Some people were saying like all he needed was the one punch and, you know, keep it on him longer. And, you know, it wasn't, that's how it should be. I think it was done perfect because if he would have just laid him out and that was it and he walked away, to me that's lazy in the sense of like he was just doing it because he wants to be on top. The way Hobbs did it was deep, and that was like, I want to hurt you. This isn't me just trying to like get ahead of you and break away. Like, this is personal for me because I know you, and that makes me hate Hobbs more. I hate Hobbs. I have my own beef with him about it. I tweeted about it. I said, what WTF Hobbs, you can't trust no man in this world.
We're gonna have to get him on.
I've learned that.
We're going to have to get him on Gabby AF at some point.
Yeah. Listen,
did I try today?
Let me call him. Let me call him.
Yeah. I've been ignoring his call, so he might have called me, but I'm not happy with him right now. Not happy because Ricky's our friend as well, Dave. You know,
Now we're
caught in between. We're caught in between. A relationship friends. Of friends have busted open. This is what he's done.
It's just a ripple remember, effect. Gabby. Just remember, in professional wrestling, you got to backstab. Sometimes you got to backstab some people to get where you're going to be at. And that's what Will Hobbs just did. He backstabbed his best buddy. And that's
no friend.
To me, that's really messed up. But, you know, he has to do what he has to do to be seen and to be taken serious, honestly. That's his last resort. That's his last resort.
If there's anything I've learned, there's no friends in pro wrestling, only best friends on Busted Open. And that's us three. So
that's right. We are best friends. The only thing I didn't like about that segment was the fact that when Hobbs had that attack, that they went to the Acclaimed in the back.
Yes.
Like, and I love the Acclaimed, but I completely forgot that the Acclaimed was even on TV.
Yeah.
Because that was such a powerful segment. They should have talked about it, went to break. That should have been the end. So whatever you saw after that wasn't going to resonate because that was such a strong moment on the show.
Yeah, the boos were so loud. They should have let them play out a little bit longer and let
crowd.
It really sink in.
Show the crowd.
Let
You're
that
right.
hate sink in, David. Speaking of hate, I hate that it's over, but Gabby AF, that's it. I did 19th minutes today, David.
Gabby, awesome segment. May I say, I think the best Gabby AF so far on a Friday edition of Busted Open.
I think now, that's my girls here.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.